Hello and welcome. It's Elizabeth Morris here again with another pose of the week. Last week, when it was time for me to be doing the pose of the week, I was jetting across the world from South Africa to the UK. So I didn't post one up last week. So I'm hope that you're ready and waiting for this one. And as you can imagine, after doing that long haul flight and also coming from the heat of the Karoo, where you know I live, to the rather damp, rainy and a lot colder Edinburgh, my body is certainly reacting to that, and I've been doing restorative yoga poses every day. And that made me think of this one. You know how much I love waterfall or legs up the wall, and this is an adaptation of it, which I call pigeon up the wall. I don't know whether you share my slight discomfort with pigeon as a normal hatha or lovely yin yoga practice, but I've never been entirely comfortable with it because personally it just stretches my knee a little bit too much and I can't quite get that feeling of discomfort to move, so I just don't do it. But however, as soon as I discovered that I could do this version of it up the wall, I've enjoyed it and used it ever since. So let's see what you think of it as I talk you through it. The cautions are just the same for the waterfall. So not good to do if you're more than 3 months pregnant. Not good to do if you've got high blood pressure, which isn't under control through some sort of medication or alternative health care. Not good to do, obviously, if you have hip pain or lower back pain. However, the benefits of it, if you are able to do it, are enormous, as with any of these inverted postures. So as you're setting yourself up to do it, and you're thinking that what you need to do is stretch and open your outer and your inner thighs, and give yourself a nice feeling of weight and opening as you're lying on the floor with your legs supported by the wall, you need to have by your side whatever you need normally to do waterfall. So sometimes a little rolled towel to support your neck, sometimes a thin folded blanket to go under your shoulders and head just to give yourself a little softness there. My favourite pillow, of course, if you want to elevate your pelvis a little, or a bolster if you're comfortable with that. And then again, to remind you, with legs up the wall, what you do is you sit at 90 degrees to the wall with your hip virtually touching the wall, and then in one fluid movement, well, this is the theory, in one fluid movement you move your feet up the wall and your head down to the ground. And then just spend a moment arranging the props comfortably. You can pop the bolster or the pillow under your hips if you like that, just by pressing against the wall with your feet, lifting your pelvis up and sliding the pillow underneath the hips. Make sure that your neck's comfortable and not pressing too much. You would have your chin very slightly pulled towards your chest, so that you elongate the back of your neck. And if you like it, as I do, I always have an extra couple of cushions or pillows at my side so I can lay my hands and arms out along it just to give an even greater feeling of relaxation. And then the next thing you do is cross your right ankle over your left thigh, just below your left knee. So you have your left leg bent, foot against the wall, and you have your right ankle just below your left knee, with the right knee splayed out. Another name that I've heard this pose called